Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Riders went into their doubleheader at Lackey Stadium against Spearfish post 164 yesterday, looking to get their season back on track after losing three of their past four games. The Riders played Spearfish in South Dakota last Tuesday, winning Game 1 13-3, but they lost Game 2 2-0. Total domination was on the field for the Riders in Game 1 yesterday, as the game ended in the bottom of the fourth on a mercy rule, with Gillette winning 15-0. The Riders had 11 hits in the game, including an inside-the-park home run from Corey Schilling, as they scored 15 or more runs in a game for the third time this season. The Riders then went into Game 2 looking for the sweep, but there was a weather delay that hit in the top of the second, with the Riders up 1-0. And Mother Nature would not respond as Game 2 was called, with Gillette up 1-0 in the top of the second. The Riders improved to 18-6 on the season with the 15-0 win, and it was one that Riders head coach Nate Perleberg said the team needed.
Yeah, we needed that for sure. I thought the approaches were great at the plate, as locked in as we've been in a while. Really swung at good pitches, put a lot of good swings on the baseball tonight. Would have liked to see that, you know, carry over for Game 2. We were getting their guy that beat us, you know, last week, and had a good first inning on him, got one early, and felt really good about the day. I felt like our guys were super focused and, you know, looking to move forward. Off last week, you know, we talked about is sometimes you got to experience some bad times, you know, to get good times later in the summer. So it was a tough week, but we're full steam ahead for this week, ready to go.
Gillette will stay home with a busy weekend ahead as they will host the Kirby Drew Memorial Tournament. The Riders will have five games starting on Friday night at 7 against the Sheridan Troopers. Then a Saturday night game at 7:30 versus the Bozeman Bucks. A doubleheader on Sunday starting with the Powell Pioneers at 5, then the Jackson Giants at 7:30. And they will close out the tournament on Memorial Day against the Laurel Dodgers at 5. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.